call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I have a question. My mother had a total knee replacement, and she needed someone to assist her. Do you do that extensive care, like a nurse, if they come out to the house?
We do home care services, yeah. We can provide assistance in the home if she needs it. Absolutely.
Yeah, like as far as like helping her get dressed and all that stuff?
Bathing, dressing, grooming.
That?
Yes, cleaning, medication reminders. Yes, anything personal care.
Okay. And right now she gets Medicare and she gets, oh my gosh. She used to work for a pension for the post office.
Let me see what she has. So, I'll check the system what she has. What's her first and last name?
Virginia Soto. S-O-T-O.
Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia Soto.
S-O-S-O?
S-O-T-O, Soto. Soto.
And date of birth?
3548.
What county does she reside in?
In Lancaster.
Home address?
2306 Coventry Road.
City?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17601.
Apartment number?
It's a townhouse.
Does she have a floor or anything? Just.
She has steps there. Yeah, and my son and his family live there, but they're busy working, so nobody could really assist her, and I work full-time.
Okay, what's a good number to reach Virginia?
Well, right now she's in the hospital. She just had knee replacement. So you could give me a call. I'll give you my number. She did talk tomorrow, but she's not going to be up for speaking.
What's your name, ma'am?
717. Sandra Jameson, I'm her daughter.
Sandra Jamerson.
Mm-hmm.
And a good number to reach, Miss Virginia. We're going to put you down as the point of contact, but we need a number for her as well.
Let me look for it right now.
Yeah, take your time, Virginia. Sandra, sorry. And while you add it, grab something to write with. I'm going to check real quick to see what's her eligibility code and what she has, what she doesn't have.
Okay, it's a 717.
347-342-6533. Okay. You know, there's a program in the state of Pennsylvania where you can hire a friend, family, or trusted loved one, and they could get paid to run her errands, prep her meals, take out her trash, read her mail to her, do her correspondence. You know you could assign anyone that's living in the house over the age of 18, right?
Yeah, but how much do they pay? Because his girlfriend's an RN, and then he works as an aide. So
he's
I
an aide already?
Yeah, he's certified and everything, but he's always busy, so I don't know.
Ah, okay. So then that might not work out. Let me look for Virginia stuff. We have to wait to see how many hours she gets approved for before
okay.
We can offer a rate because we do overtime.
Okay.
So Virginia's date of birth is March 5th, 1948.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Virginia is V-I-R-G-I-N-A.
Like the state. Mm-hmm.
And Soto is S-O-T as in Tom O.
That's correct.
Do you have her social? Because nothing is populating for her on this end.
I don't have her social. No.
Mm-mm, no sale nada. Do you know if she has Medicaid or not?
No, she has a pension. She has, I forget the secondary. She has United Healthcare, but then she changed over to another one. Highmark is what she has, Highmark. I don't have a number.
But Highmark is part of Medicaid. Highmark is part of Medicaid, right, Melissa?
No, she has a secondary.
No.
I mean, it's a secondary. A primary, I think.
You have to apply for it, yeah. We can apply. We can see if she's eligible for the program. Would you like to do that? Porque así we could do everything at once.
Yeah, I think she makes too much because of her pension.
Did you, have you ever tried applying? Because the income brackets have changed, COVID.
Okay. Well, all right, we could try, yeah.
Has she ever applied?
No, she's never applied.
I know, Sandra. It doesn't hurt to try. Let's see if she you know, let's see.
Yeah,
she gets to get the program. Let's see. Wait 1 second. I'm going to fill out the information that she needs, okay? I need you to write down some information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay? Now,
okay,
if she does get approved, then she gets onto services. Would you need a male aide or a female, or does it matter?
Female is preferably.
Okay.
Or male.
So gender-friendly?
Yeah, gender-friendly.
Will she be comfortable with a male if I send a male?
I'll ask her, but I don't see why not, as long as he's doing, you know, he's going to be her care, you know.
Yeah, but some people don't feel comfortable, especially an elderly. Si él la tiene que bañar, wipe her down, you know.
Yeah, we just put female there for now.
I'm going to put female. If anything changes, you tell me, Jasmine, can you put gender friendly, okay?
Okay.
We want to be able for her to feel comfortable, especially if she needs bathing, grooming, dressing. ¿Tú entiendes?
Right. And what's the name of the program where they can get paid in the house? I mean, I'll tell my son again, but I don't know.
One second. Go ahead.
Really? The Medicaid is active? What's the patient's name?
Give me one second, Sandra.
Okay.
Let's see if she has an active waiver, which I doubt it because it looks like she went through the broker. All right. I just need you to write down some of my information. Let me know when you're ready. And if not, just give me 1 second, Abigail. I'll help you. So we're going to call the Medicaid broker. Let me see who's available to further assist you so you're not doing all this by yourself. So I want you to write Medicaid broker number.
Okay.
You're going to put 877-550-4227. That's 877-550-4227.
Okay.
This is directly the number for the Medicaid brokers that assist patients onto services through the county. So we got to call them, get Miss Virginia online for an assessment so that they could come out and assess her based on her age and her disability so they can approve her services. Once they approve her services, it's for life, okay? She just has to recertify whenever they ask her to do so. Let me put that she's going to need a caregiver because you guys don't have anyone. Broker and agency info. Now I'm going to give you the agency's information, okay? Has been given to point of contact, daughter, Sandra. All right, I already put you down as point of contact and emergency as well. So the agency that's going to hire the caregiver and assist your mom onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-7410. That's 267-551-7410.
Okay, and that's the place, like in case somebody wants to take care of her family or friends?
This is the information is me. That's my information for the agency. So you're going to call me and okay. say, Jasmine, my son is going to do it. Jasmine, I found a neighbor that I trust. Jasmine, you know what? My okay. sister's going to do something. So I can send them the hiring application. Did you find it? They have a waiver? That's excellent. Okay, so I'm gonna fix all that. Okay, thank you. Sorry. Trying to do a lot of things at once. So you're going to call me. You're going to tell me, Jasmine, this is the person that we're going to be hiring, you know, and then I'll reach out to them. I'll send them the hiring application and get them started, okay? And this okay. is the information you're going to need. Huh?
Do I have to have a license?
No, unless they're running your rent errands for your mom or taking your mom out, it's whatever you feel comfortable with. Do you want us to send someone with a driver's license to so take her out?
If you take her to help me with the appointment.
So the appointments, if she gets onto Medicaid, you can... There's a Medicaid. Medicaid provides transportation to and from doctor's appointments. The aides don't do that. The aides only assist with personal care inside the home. So dressing, grooming, bathing, medication reminders, you know, making sure she's eating, like meal prepping, like housework, things of that nature. If the state approves hours for her outside, then it's to do either laundry outside, it's either to run an errand to the grocery store, banking, or post office, okay? Because Medicaid is going to pay for transportation for her, where they pick her up in her home and bring her back after her appointment.
Okay.
And you said the address is 2306 Covington Tree or Covington Tree?
Coventry, Covency, Coventry Road.
Coventry.
Bel-Air Town Hall.
Coventry.
Yeah, Bel-Air Town Hall.
Coventry
Road.
Coño, espérate. Coventry.
Yeah, I got it. Let me
let me go back. Coventr.
No, Ventry.
Wait, Con.
Coventry. Coventry. I mean, C-O-V, I'm sorry, E-N-T-R-Y. I'm the one who's not saying it.
Coventry.
C-O-N-V.
Correct?
Yeah, C-O-V-E-N-T-R-Y, Coventry
yeah.
Road.
Yep, I found it. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to transfer this call to Mr. Natafli. He's going to further assist you with that broker, you know, reaching out to the broker, getting everything ready, okay?
Okay. Well, I don't have a social on this, so should I just wait till tomorrow or
no, nope, you don't need it because you're gonna go off based on the information you currently have. I asked for the social so that I can check deeper into her insurances. But because you don't have it, we're not gonna need it because we're gonna submit the referral for to see if she qualifies for Medicaid.
Okay.
All right.
So she has a secondary insurance, is that still okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
The more insurance, the better. She's fully covered for everything.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, cool.
Give me 1 second so I could put all this right. in the system. And you have information that you need. My name is Jasmine, Ms. Sandra. It's been a pleasure assisting you. You call me if you need me, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate
yep,
it.
I'm going to be transferring this call to Mr. Natafli, okay? If you need anything or if you get lost along the way, just feel free to call us because we will be following with you as well to make sure that everything is good and that everything is moving along the way it should, all right?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yep. Please hold.
Yes, hi. My name is Natafli with Family First.
Hi, my name is Sandra Jamison, and I was calling a reference for my mother, Virginia Soto. I was trying to get her some assistance, like aid assistance, to come to her home to help her with the system. She just had a knee replacement, and she's going to need help. So I need to come to the home and help her.
You spoke not to Jasmine, right?
I spoke to Jasmine. She took the information, and then she said... I told her everything, and then she referred me to you.
Right. Okay, so I'll be the service coordinator. My name is Natafli, and I'll help you along the way. Let me just ask you a few questions before, just to make sure you're signing up for Virginia Soto?
My mother, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So is the patient making more than $2,900 per month?
She gets a pension, and then she gets her Medicare benefits. So
okay.
I think it's like $2,500 a month or something like that.
Okay, but not over $2,900, right?
No, not over $2,900.
Okay.
Over under, yeah.
She should be in the limit. Any Social Security or disabilities?
No disability. Oh. Anything. She just has Medicare benefits. Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a problem. Does the patient have any assets, like a house on their name or a life insurance policy?
No.
Okay, perfect. So then she should be able to qualify. Just two more questions. Is the patient married?
No.
No, okay. And are any minors living with the patient under 21?
Yes. My son and his family, they live together, but everybody's working, so it's hard to get help.
Does the patient support the child? The patient supports the minors under 21?
No, she doesn't support anybody. She helps, you know, with the payment of the townhouse. She pays her half, and they pay their half.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Okay, so then she should be able to qualify. Let me just explain you what the process is, and then we'll get you started with the first two steps. So the patient will undergo two assessments. The first one will be with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers, which you will call and schedule. It's an in-home visit where they will determine the financial eligibility of the patient. Within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call the patient to schedule the second assessment, which is more like a functional assessment to see what the needs are. So together with these two assessments, in the meantime, we want to work on two things. One is the PCP form that the broker requires, that a doctor should state that the patient needs services. So we do have a telehealth doctor that can complete the form for you over the phone. Would you like me to go ahead and request the telehealth doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, just wait a quick moment onto the referral. And the patient is not on Medicaid yet, right?
No, she's on Medicare and Part A and B, and she has a secondary. I don't know what the secondary is.
Okay, not a problem. I'll just leave the Medicare insurance for the telehealth doctor. So if you can get that from me.
Yeah, she's in the hospital right now. She just finished getting her knee replacement. So she has all her information there. But I was just calling to see, you know, how to go about this whole, you know, thing together,
right,
the help that she needs.
Well, for sure help you. For sure help you. Let me just create the referral for the telehealth, and then we'll call the schedule. No agency found first patient name. Yes. Do you have the patient's Medicare ID with you?
No, it's in the hospital. That's what I said. I just wanted to find out what I needed exactly. Yeah, then I have to put everything together and call you and provide that, like, tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
Tomorrow morning.
So then we'll call. Yeah, that should be okay. Then we'll call the telehealth doctor though to schedule, because, you know, I don't want to waste any time. But you will need to provide them the Medicare information once you have it. Okay, just one second. And the best callback number for you is this number, right?
Yes, 3-8-0-6-8-8. How do you spell your first name?
Your first name? My first name is Naftali. It's N as Nancy, A as in apple, mm-hmm. F as father, T as Tom, A L I.
Okay, how do I write that? Just miss one S. Okay.
POC will provide your ID and it should be Medicare, base, okay, now let's, if you can hold for just 1 minute, we'll call in to tell how that is scheduled, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you for calling New York.
Zero is unavailable. To dial another.
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical.
Three, one, zero is unavailable.
Another one.
Thank you for calling New York.
Hello, and thank you for calling Beacon Health Group EC.
Thank you for calling New York.
Okay, it seems that no one is available right now, so I'll go ahead and send them an email to call you, okay?
Okay, great, yeah.
Okay, so let's...
And if I don't answer, I'll call them right back.
So I'll they have your number, and I'll give you also their number. So just to recap, so the patient will have the two assessments, the first one with the broker, the second one with the aging agency, then the PCP form will, the telehealth doctor will sign it. And in the meantime, the county would want to also review the financial, financial statements. So does the patient have any bank accounts?
Yes, she has a bank account. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the county would want to see 5 years of statements
bank
looking
statement.
Back. Yeah, so looking back to 5 years, you can gather that from the bank. And so you say that the pension goes straight into the bank account, right?
Yes.
Okay. And together with the bank statement, the county would also want to see the letter, the pension letter, the latest pension letter.
Pension letter. Okay.
So I guess you can get it from the old employee or from wherever he gets the pension from. Okay, so once you have all these done, the case will go over to the county's office. They will review the financial eligibility and everything, and they will get back. Hopefully, you get approved. Once they approve you for the waiver, the insurance company will send down a service coordinator to assess how many hours the patient needs, and you will be the caregiver, right?
I'm going to talk to my daughter, but for now I need somebody else because I work a full-time job myself. Mm. And it's very hard for me to you know, I live by myself, so I can't do everything, you know. It's just impossible.
Right.
And I also work in a nursing home with a lot of people, so it's overwhelming, you know. So I really need to, she really needs the help, you know, for somebody to be there all the time. And I already saw the way she was, you know, when she woke up and I said, oh, my God, this is going to be a problem. And I got to work. I can't not work.
Right.
So,
we'll definitely help you with that.
Yeah. I'm going to speak to my daughter and see if she can do it. You know, I don't think, you know, everybody in the family is busy. She got, you know, everybody's working, so that's the problem.
In the worst case scenario, we can find you a good caregiver in your area. We have a lot of good caregivers.
So,
you know, worst case scenario, you know, if no one is available. The whole process might take up to 2 months. So basically, there are a few entities. Everyone takes their time, but we can be on top of it, you know, to give them anything they need, any documents, any assessments. So, you know, if we're on top of it, it might take, you know, 6 weeks even. So, but the general time frame is about 2 months. So as I said, my name is Naftali, and this is my direct number. I don't know, you probably don't have my direct number because she transfers. I'll give you my direct number.
Okay. And what is
my direct number is 267.
Okay.
551.
Okay.
7445.
Okay, now what is the rate that they pay somebody to come in to take care of her that's not certified?
You mean if we give the caregiver once the patient is approved?
Yes, hourly. So what's the hourly rate?
So our hourly rate is usually around 14 per hour, but you know it varies around that range. You need to say it all depends, like you know how much hours the patient gets approved eventually. You know, if it's under 40 hours, it might be more. If it's over 40 hours, then it's probably going to be around $14 with overtime. So that's basically our rate, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I'll put that out there and see if that interests her, you know, because she does work a part-time job, but she only works like 2-3 days a week, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're okay, I can transfer you right now to the broker to start, you know, with the first scheduling, the first assessment. Are you with the patient right now?
No, she's in the hospital. I just left the hospital. I've been there all morning since.
So the thing is that the broker would want to speak also with the patient, like to ask for the, you know, their name and the date of birth. But so if you can call together with the patient, it would be better.
Okay, yeah, when I go to the hospital tomorrow morning or I bring her home, then we can sit and talk to somebody.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
And I have all the information.
Perfect.
Tomorrow then.
Okay, so I'll text you the broker's
number
and I'll be in contact with you. And again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. And any questions, so don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.